Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Sure.
Ruby Frankie, a former family vlogger known for her YouTube channel, Eight Passengers, arrested in August of 23 alongside her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt, on charges of aggravated child abuse. The case drew significant public attention due to the contrast between the family's online portrayal and the alleged abuse. In December of 23, both women pled guilty and were sentenced to prison terms ranging from 4 to 15 years per count, with a maximum of 30 years to be served. Now, I'm so used to talking about horrible people. Ruby's eldest daughter, Sherry Frankie, speaking out in a brand new memoir. In January 2025, Sherry Frankie, Ruby's eldest daughter, publishing The House of My Mother, A Daughter's Quest for Freedom, detailing the abuse she and her siblings endured. Joining me to discuss this memoir and the latest events in the saga of Ruby Frankie, Robin Dreek, retired FBI Special Agency for the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. The first thing I'm going to throw this out there right away to shut it down, because I know there's people that start watching it going, she's out there to get money. And if you went through hell and people are questioning you and people are looking into your business and you just kind of want to put it out there, here's what happened, so stop asking me about it at the Kmart, if there was Kmarts. Here it is. Here's the book. She says she doesn't want any more publicity, doesn't want to be in the media after this, just trying to get it out there. And I don't blame her. Make a dime or more on this. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, anyone that's been through a severe amount of trauma like that and exposure to the public eye, you know, part of their therapy and recovery is to write it and vocalize it and put it down, and there's a demand for it. Matter of fact, the last thing that entered my mind was she's just trying to capitalize and it's all about her. Because the way she presented this, I watched the interview of her the other day, and I'm going to read this book because, again, it gives us data points of understanding. That's what I really think the point of a book like this is. It's not to throw someone under the bus. It's not to make a dime. It's to educate people so that they don't make the same mistakes. And so the people around them can see the data points and see the behaviors that are unhealthy, so you can step in sooner rather than later to help save lives and save children from abuse. So that was the way I took this. I took this as a service. Yeah, she'll make a dime off of it, a good dime, hopefully. But I mean, she just got engaged. She wants to be a mom, and she wants nothing else to do with this. She distanced herself, I thought, from her mother by calling her Ruby. She doesn't even call her my mother. So she's from what I'm seeing, attempting to move on. And I think this is her way of moving on, setting her record of what it is. She said, speak for her siblings. That'll be their story to tell when they are ready, she said. I think she just wants to help others out through publishing this memoir of what this crazy looks like.
Yeah, I think she's doing it very respectfully. I think it's really going to be an interesting look into homes like this, fundamentalist homes like this, where I think a lot of people like Ruby Frankie operate in the shadows, maybe not to the extreme extent that ended up happening when Jody Hildebrandt entered the equation, but certainly the Eight Passengers life of Ruby, maybe not quite to that extent, but she's 2 million people who, for the most part, were going along with her kind of extreme way of parenting until it went too far when she put the video out of her depriving her son of a bed for months. Then kind of things started to go downhill and it got a lot darker. But enter Jody Hildebrandt. That really seemed to be the breaking point for Ruby in terms of, I guess, sanity. I would call Jody Hildebrandt, when we look back on this, almost like a sex cult leader. And I didn't have sex cult in there until we learned that there was a physical relationship between Jody and Ruby. That's according to Sherry and the allegations in the new book. But Jody seemed to come in and had one thing in mind, and that was Ruby. Not her kids, not her husband, not anybody's well-being, but seemed that she wanted Ruby and would do anything to manipulate her to be hers. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, from, again, I haven't read the book. It's on my list. I saw her interview that she gave on ABC the other day, and I liked her lack of sensational language. So she tried to keep it very factual. She tried to be, like you said, very respectful. And some of these new allegations that she's saying about this relationship, not really shocking, believe it or not, because when I saw Hildebrand come in, it literally to me looked like when a predator grooms someone that they see as vulnerable and they groom them into their cultish mindset. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, Ruby was definitely vulnerable. I mean, she's got so many insecurities that she's acting out these insecurities on her children and the world around her. And so when Hildebrand saw, again, pure conjecture, my mm-hmm, point,
sure.
don't know them personally, obviously, but, you know, it looks like, from at least the account from the daughter, that, you know, she kind of saw this vulnerable person that she could kind of take her popularity on YouTube, absorb that into herself, and groom her into the person she needed to serve her own needs, all under the guise of this you know, fundamentalist way of looking at their religion. So yeah, what a sick, twisted couple that became.
What is disturbing about it, and I guess it really is an example of how someone can fall under the control of a cult leader, because that really, I think Jody was like that, just not on a super mass level. I mean, they have their own individual clients, so in her connections class, and there's plenty of people who have spoken about it, how she's ruined marriages by driving someone this way or that way, all in a very controlling manner. So it's culty in a different sort of way. Culty in the terms of a psychologist or pretending to be wannabe psychologist or counselor, steering people in the wrong directions for their own enjoyment, I guess. And that's what's really scary about this is the people that were able to fall under her spell so easily. And Ruby definitely seemed to be one of them. But when you look at Ruby, she's someone who definitely sought attention, sought validation, and I'm guessing that's really, at the end of the day, what Jody provided to Ruby.
So, you know, there's a couple of techniques and methods that cult leaders will do, and again, I've read this in numerous cult books. As a matter of fact, that I started studying because of Lori Daybell Vallow, or Lori Daybell, there's a few things that they do, and we've seen this in other cases we've covered, and that is, one, the first thing they do is they love bomb, and they love bomb slash validate someone unconditionally for all the things they're doing. And Ruby, I think, was vulnerable to that, because here she is, she got a big, you know, YouTube following, but I'm sure she had some haters out there were doubting her. And so when you have someone like Hildebrand come in and you start love bombing, the other thing that they do also is they isolate. And so we saw that with the husband, and we saw that with the way she's saying that these people are worthy, these people aren't worthy of being in your life. The followers were the children, and then it's also for profit of some sort, and there's always a sexual component. And so, granted, I'm not saying this was a cult, but it's that cult-like mentality where you have one person at the front, controlling the environment, isolating them from others, love-bombing at the start, escalating to unhealthy behavior, and making a profit off of it.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.